Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So today I want to talk about mental health. It's Mental Health Awareness Week, and it's quite right and fitting that we review and reflect on how can we help the mental health of people around us. And I want to take it from my work perspective. Now, the Mental Health Foundation, if you look at their website, the focus is kindness. The theme this year is kindness. How can we create a kinder society? How can we demonstrate true kindness in everything we do? And you might think it's strange that kindness is the focus this year. You might not. You might think, well, considering what we've been through, we absolutely need a kinder society. But if you look at this from a work perspective, one would be forgiven for thinking that we haven't always been kind in the corporate world. So I'm going to share with you my story and my experience, and I'm sure this is going to resonate with many people. So when I qualified as a pharmacist, I then went into retail and spent many years in operations, area manager, divisional manager. And for those of you who've been in any of those roles, even in other sectors with P&L responsibility, you'll have been familiar with the cycle of every year being asked to deliver higher sales, higher profit with less resource. So your budgets would go down for resources and the expectation would go up. And this would happen annually. And it wasn't that we were expecting technological improvement, suddenly something was going to change, which would mean we would make greater efficiencies. It was just an expectation that we would somehow manage to do more with less. And this was usually driven out of productivity planners, you know, reviewing spreadsheets, reviewing data, and identifying areas for improvements in terms of efficiency. And rarely, rarely were the human implications considered. What were the human implications of some of these decisions? And by human implications, I mean, I saw very talented people throughout my time. Really, really good people, dedicated, committed, but who would suffer burnout because they just couldn't carry on at the pace that was being asked because they were having to do more with less. They wouldn't take a break. Some of them wouldn't take their holidays. They would take their phone with them on holiday. They were always on. And that intense pressure, you know, you wonder what sort of world we'd created because it didn't feel kind. And I'm not sure it helped the mental health of employees at work. And this way of working, up until just recently, pre-COVID, this was how retail was. I say was, because I see this as a turning point here. We're on the verge of hope and optimism that we can create a better society, a kinder society. And from a work perspective, how do we switch the way we were to a new way? That pre-COVID way of working, it felt like it was a race to the bottom. And every organization's got to make money and be profitable. But it was at what cost? The human implications of those decisions. You know, what we want to do is instead of having a race to the bottom where we can make things cheaper, efficiently, you know, the lowest cost possible. Actually, what if we now had a society where it was a race to the top, where we truly valued the mental health of employees and the experiences we were creating for them? Now, you know, with that way of working I described, that was just a little while ago. And there was no way we were getting the best out of people under that sort of pressure. And we know stress has this bell curve profile. You know, we need an element of stress in our lives because that helps us focus and deliver our best performance. When it becomes too much, it actually has a detrimental impact. And I think where we were working, we were having a detrimental impact on the welfare of employees. And we weren't getting the best out of them. But now we've got a chance where, and you know, you'll read lots of research papers looking at creativity and innovation. You've got to have the right mindset. You've got to be focused, attentive. You've got to be in the right mental state, relaxed, open to ideas. And that doesn't come from being under such pressure of wondering how you're going to deliver what you need to deliver. So now we're in this place of hope, this hope that we can work differently. I was reading Josh Bresson's website and he cites Willis Towers Watson's survey which says that engagement, employee engagement, has shot up since COVID. And what's also changed is the extent to which organizations now are bending over backwards to look after employees, to genuinely look after the health and well-being of employees. It's fantastic. And this is now where we've got a chance to create this compassionate world, a world full of kindness that can really get the best out of people. And that requires compassionate leadership. So we need compassionate leadership. But that isn't always so easy to achieve. Not the compassionate bit, but the visibility of compassionate leadership. Let me explain. When I worked at Best Companies, which is the organization that runs the Sunday Times Best Companies to Work For list, and my time looking after employee engagement for Asda, you know, we know from all the data out there that leaders and managers are the highest correlating factor to employee engagement. And when I used to look after, or when I used to look over the leadership scores of organizations to help them improve engagement, one thing came out, which across every organization almost, which was, I don't know who the senior leaders are. I can't relate to them. If they walked past me, I couldn't tell you who they were. I don't know their names. And that embedded this element of detached leadership. And then on top of that, you know, decisions being made to drive efficiencies and cost cutting, and that sowed the seeds then for detached leadership. And a lot of the time I used to help organizations to, you know, focus on visible leadership, where people could relate to leaders, where they could engage with them. Well, in the environment we're in now, where there's absolutely no visibility of leadership, we're working from home, and it looks like this is how it's going to be for many organizations. How do we drive visible leadership where we can demonstrate compassionate leaders? This is going to require greater engagement in the formats of the digital way of communicating and engaging that we have now. We're going to need leaders to really step up and step out, to demonstrate and to engage with people. So the focus has to be now on driving greater visibility, the video calls, conference calls, really get out there and start engaging with people. And that will allow them to see compassionate leadership in action. And that's going to be really important now. In a world of uncertainty, people need the element of certainty that they can get. And to see visible leadership demonstrating care and compassion will help generate a kinder society. We've got a great chance to do that now. So visible leadership to help with the compassionate world, requiring courage to create a kinder society. I came across a really good quote from a Buddhist philosopher called Daisaku Ikeda. And the quote is, "Courage and compassion are two sides of the same coin. Compassion without courage is not genuine. You may have a compassionate thought or impulse, but if you do not do or say anything, it's not real compassion." I thought that beautifully summed up the focus on we need courage, the courage to do and to act. Otherwise, compassion is of no value. And now we've got a chance to do and act in a way that says, how can we get the best out of employees? How can we create an environment at work where people are thriving? They're just brilliant at what they do. And they're not suffering from so much pressure that it's gone too far the other way. So we're at a threshold here where we can create an environment where work can now be something different. And compassionate leaders, we need this more. And for those of us who've worked with compassionate leaders, we all know the impact they had on our lives and the lives of the wider team. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a HR director for a fantastic organization. And she was sharing with me how they've had to furlough colleagues across the organization. And she was heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken by what she had to do. And she said when she was on her own, she shed a tear for what the families must be going through. The employees, but their families. That's compassionate leadership. That's kindness. And she's going out of her way to make sure she's engaging with employees to provide certainty wherever she can, because she really cares. And that goes back to this point by the Mental Health Foundation about creating a kinder society. Something that we really go out of our way to help care for people. Care for the experiences that we're creating for them. Kindness matters. So I guess the challenge is, how can we spread more kindness in what we do? We don't want to go back to the world of a race to the bottom. Now is a chance to create a new world where we can focus on the mental health, quality of life. And I think this is an opportunity. So if you're in a leadership role, what are you going to do differently to help create a kinder society? How will you create a kinder workplace? I came across another quote by Albert Einstein. Compassionate people are geniuses in the art of living, more necessary to the dignity, security, and joy of humanity than the discoverers of knowledge. Compassionate people, more necessary to the dignity, security, and joy of humanity. Such is the impact. And on those of us who've had the privilege of working with compassionate leaders, we've walked away feeling that. So a great opportunity. We're on the threshold of hope here, that we have a chance to create an amazing society, a kind society, where instead of a race to the bottom, it's a race to the top. How can we create a truly compelling vision across our organizations? So Mental Health Awareness Week. There's so many parts that we could discuss on this, but I just wanted to focus in on kindness at work during this week of mental health awareness. That's all from me today. Catch us at next week's podcast. I'm Ritsander from The Engagement Coach. I will see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.